Hello, 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 hello. How are you guys? How are you? This is your boy Peter Mutie, and we are back with another episode of A Touch of Gen Z. Yes, this is the fifth episode, if I'm not wrong, and today is gonna be a little bit different. It's not gonna be me sitting down with other people and talking about these social issues that I normally talk about all the goddamn time. I feel like I've touched on feminism and all of that, but I really haven't touched on one issue, and that issue, not in an issue, but the topic is myself today, lol. Yeah, the topic is me, and it's basically a get to know me, you know. So yeah, today is the 3rd of February. Happy Aquarius season for all the Aquariuses who are listening to me right now. Happy Black History Month. It is Black History Month. So yes, get to know much about our history and our heroes around the world, especially in Africa. And there's this TikTok page that's doing a whole remembrance to like black people who have been critical to our history, and I think I'll share it if I find it. But yeah, happy Black History Month. Today is just going to be basically a Q&A of things that you guys have asked me, and yeah, it's just going to be me answering them and getting to know me better. So my first question I have gotten from my friend Divine was, why did you start a podcast? I think I mentioned this in my self-love episode with Shakina. I started a podcast not because I was bored in quarantine, but it did play a part, but also like I wanted to be more comfortable with myself, and you know, being out here and creating content gives you adds up on your self-assurance and everything, and you know, it's just wonderful to put yourself out there in whatever form or way. So yeah, I feel like that's one of the reasons I started my podcast. Second, I was really bored. Quarantine was not the vibes. But yeah, and it's something I've always wanted to do. I promised myself before I turned 20, which I am turning 20 in May, that I'll do something content-wise and get out of my small shell that I'd like put myself for a really long time. So yeah, I started The Touch of Gen Z, and here we are, 5 episodes later. TJ, my very good friend, asked, what is your style? I don't have a consistent style. I'm very like, one day I want to dress like a e-boy, the next day I want to dress like I'm going to a golf club, the next day you might see me and I'm looking like I'm going to Strathmore Business School, you know, as in I have no consistency in my style. I'm who I am, like, but yeah, it depends on my mood that day, but it's very, I don't know. And I don't even get my clothes from one place because I don't have good financial, but good financial skills, because whenever I see something and have money, I will always buy it. And that's the problem. I have so many things about online that I don't need. And it's just, yeah, I don't have a specific style, but I do have like favorite shops that I go to. I get most of my shirts and trousers from, if it's not Toy, it's LCY Kiki. I feel like that's the only one store that in Kenya that's trying, because the rest, I feel like Mr. Price is very overrated. And plus, you know how annoying it is for you to buy such a nice shirt and then 3 other motherfuckers have it. Like, it's just, it's not the vibes. I went to, like, I can't forget, there's this Sunday, I didn't have clothes to wear because I'd washed everything. And then I'm like, you know what, let me cheat myself. So I go to Mr. Price to get a shirt. I'm going into K1 and I count, it was 2 girls and 1 boy with same. I'm just like, wow, okay, yeah. It's really not the vibes, but yeah, my style is very not consistent, but it's yeah, I'll share my Pinterest board, don't worry. What was your least favorite subject in high school? I hated physics. I hated physics. I hated my physics teacher. I hated physics a lot, you know, and I was forced to do physics for 4 years to go to law school. Anyways, I'll talk about the inadequacies of the Kenyan education system later. But yeah, physics sucked for me. It wasn't the vibes. It really wasn't the vibes. My people will tell you, those who are in high school with me, well, as in, I don't miss those days, but can you imagine those times you're getting like, I remember there's a time in mocks, I did that paper, and you know, you're doing a paper so well, but I didn't do it like well because I knew it was hard, but like, as in, you're doing a paper just to get 0.6 out of 80. I'll never forget that day. But anyways, that paper, I just burnt it. Let me go on. Let me not talk about how dumb I was in that subject. Who is Peter in the next 10 years? Peter is someone who's reached a place of, yeah, Peter is some in the next 10 years will be, I'll be 30. Peter in the next 10 years, that's a scary thought. I don't know. I really hope I've achieved what I wanted to achieve in the next 10 years. I started my degree young. And I want to reach, what do you call it, PhD level. Yeah, that has always been a key goal of mine, to be like the first person in my family to get a PhD. So I would love to have a PhD by the time I'm 30. I have no aspirations of family in my 20s, but yeah, I want to like financially and educational wise reach my goals by the time I'm 30. How are you liking 2021 so far? I ghosted y'all for 3 weeks. By the way, I'm so sorry. Not even 3 weeks, 4 weeks actually. And then I released an episode with Steve and ELSK on like the fourth week. So yeah, I didn't ghost y'all, but okay, I kind of did. I kind of did ghost y'all. 2021 has been hectic because exams are annoying. Every UN student has just been suffering. These things have not been the vibes, as in, but it's been okay, really. It hasn't been as hectic and as, I wouldn't say as depressing as last year's January. So, yeah. Do you think you're different? Wait, what the hell is this? What, Baride, what were you asking me? Do you think you're different this year, like positively? Hell yes. Hell fucking yes. I feel like last year was not the vibes. Even January and February before like the whole pandemic started, last year was not the vibes. I really hated last year. Last year, I was not in the best place psychologically, but this year, as in, I feel like this has been one of the best Januaries, even if I was doing exams and being locked up in bathroom. But yeah, this year has been just wonderful. Wonderful. I feel, yeah, this year has been a good year. Even my, like, what do you call it? I'm a real horoscope junkie, and I'm going to read for you, like, I don't know if it's Nebula. Okay, I use Nebula and I use Costa, but, oh yeah, I use Nebula and I use Costa, and they were telling me Mars is a planet that thrives in your sun and transits through Taurus from January 7th to March 4th of 2021. This will be an excellent time for you, and you'll find something blah blah blah, additional energy, motivation. I don't want to get to the sex part, but yeah, it's been a good year, positively, mentally and everything. It's been a nice year. I'll not expose this person. I won't even say that question. But yes, Nyambu, yes, you know I'm all yours. I'm dedicating here, yes. What are your aspirations in life? Those are too many to speak about right now. I have so many things I want to do, and I promise myself I'll always do, but yeah, those are so many, babes. I think just give me a call about that. Favorite restaurant in Kenya? I do go to a lot of restaurants. I don't know if it's just love food, but I feel like the most aesthetically pleasing restaurant I've been to is Pepper Tree. Although it's small, no lie, but like it's a good space. It's a really, really nice space. Y'all should go there. But go on a weekday, don't go on a weekend. Favorite go-to restaurants that I order a lot from. And I feel like it's the best food for like when you get high and you have munchies is Tears. I'm still not over Tears. Tears munchies are just the best. But like, and if there's an overall favorite restaurant, it had to be at Cafe because of cocktails and we're all alcoholics. Yes. Huh. Ooh. And also meal, Sylvia, meal. Is this you indirectly wanting to take me out? If it's that, just tell me. You have my number. But yeah, my favorite meal. I said if I was to eat something every day, it would be a barbecue beef sandwich with chips, salad, and a large mango juice. I feel like that's my favorite meal. And that's what I try to order everywhere. And if not that, it's a barbecue chicken pizza. Hi, Marianne. Marianne has really shouted for me to talk about her. So yeah, shout out to Marianne on this podcast. I hope she's having a wonderful day. Please go tell her to have a wonderful day. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? Y'all are asking some deep ass questions. What the fuck? Y'all, what would I do? I wouldn't do that's what would I do if you knew I couldn't fail? y'all got this. Okay, I'm not going to answer that for now. But I think I'd go on with whatever I really wanted. And yeah, now to my wildest expectations. That's such a vague answer, but like, yeah, I don't think I'd do everything I've always wanted to do and do them because I know I can't fail, but yeah, I would do them to perfection. But I feel like you can't have expectations in life. And like when you're doing on your mood boards and everything, like you can't have all these wonderful expectations and not have plans for like backfalls or like, you know, understand, like when shit doesn't work out, like you just can't, because disappointment is one of the worst feelings ever. So if you have like when you're making your plans for everything, make sure you have contingency plans, because you know, it's just like you don't want to feel disappointed and not do anything about it, you know, and not have anything to back you up or to fill that void, you understand? So yeah, if I would do anything without failing, I would do everything I've always wanted to do. That's just the answer. Who thinks you're beautiful when you wake up in the morning? I'm single. Like, why do you have to attack me like that? No, I feel like I feel I'm the beautiful one when I wake up in the morning. No one is sending me good morning snaps, and it's okay. It's really okay. But yeah. If you all are trying to hit me up, you know, just I have time this year. I really have time for relationships this year. So yeah, you'll hit me up. You know my Instagrams. I'll say everything. I'll say my socials later. How are you really? Really? How are you really? Right now, imagine right now I'm doing good. Like right now I'm doing good. Right? Like, wow. And I have the airy dance. I'm doing amazing. Well, but I have the evidence. I'm happy. I'm genuinely at a good place right now. Actually, one of the best places I've ever been right now, mentally, physically, not physically, but like mentally, I'm good. Thank you for asking. How would you behave if you're in the best? What? How would you behave if you're the best in the world at what you do? Well, I wouldn't be cocky about it. I'd be a little bit cocky. I don't know, because I'm cocky as fuck. Yo, yeah, I'd be a bit cocky about it. Obviously, I can't be the best at what I do and not be cocky about it. But yeah, are you finding your dream job or are you creating it? I'm creating it, baby. I'm creating it. If there was a solution to your anxiety, how would it look like? I talked about this in the self-love episode about how I have anxiety. If there was a solution to my anxiety, how would it look like? Well, I want to live in this utopia where I don't overthink things and where I don't have second guesses over everything. I feel like that would save me a lot of time and a lot of energy. Yeah. Sometimes I do feel, and I don't say this like badly, but sometimes I do thank my anxiety for saving me from certain situations, you understand? Because there are situations like I'll overthink and they'll turn out badly and I'll be like, oh, wow, okay, that saved me from some shit. But when it manifests itself into other things, I'm just normally like, what the fuck? You know, why am I feeling like this? But yeah, it's not the vibes. But I really thank, I really thank myself and my friends and this app I have been using to meditate, which is really, it's not really meditation, but it's called Meditate. But yeah, it's helping me go through my anxiety. And I've always used music as an escape. And as I said the last time, please stop using alcohol and people. I forgot to mention people as your escape from your mental health issues. You know, face them the way you have to. And yeah. And if you're using people, make sure it's a therapist, not a loved one. That's the only person you're supposed to use. Yeah. When was the last time you did something for the first time? What? What the fuck does that question mean? When was the last time you did something for the first time? What? When was the last time you did something for the first time? Huh? So I did something for the first time and I never did it again. I don't think I've had a time like that. No, I don't. I really. When was the last time you did something for the first time? If I always start something, I'll always follow through with it. I don't know. Okay. What series are you watching right now? I just finished It's a Sin, which is a wonderful story about a bunch of about four British guys who are living their best queer lives in the UK at around the time where HIV was spreading. Yeah, I finished It's a Sin. What am I watching right now? I am watching Attack on Titan. What else am I watching? I feel like that is it. I'm not watching a lot. Yeah. Yeah. Please recommend series if you guys want me. I'm down. Please recommend anything. Yeah. Just at this point, I'm really bored and I'm waiting for season twos of things to arrive. So yeah, please. And there's the new Zendaya movie that's coming out soon. And the, what do you call this? The Euphoria must be coming soon also. I hope they've released a second one. Because I watched the first one with Jules and he was talking to, not Jules, what's her name? Rue, yes. Where Rue was talking to, what do you call it? This, her sponsor about her whole issues with drugs and everything. And yeah, so and that was the last time I watched. Yeah, that was the last episode. What should Beyonce do? What would Beyonce do? In what situation? I don't understand. But yeah, she needs what you. I don't know what she would do if she was in this situation right now. She'd make a bomb-ass podcast. And I feel like I will follow that. And how? Wait. Who? Some of these questions. Why are you worth knowing? Why am I worth knowing? I'm a pretty amazing guy. I will say that. I'm a pretty awesome, chill guy. I have so many sides to me. Y'all should husband me up. Okay? Yes, I'm a really amazing person. I'm a chill guy. Chill vibes. Yeah, I don't have really much. And I'm very dependent. And yeah. Yeah, you can depend on me for your shit. I'm a good listener. So yeah, look at me advertising myself. What is your three main houses? My astrology, Taurus Sun, Capricorn Moon, Cancer Rising. And I feel like the last question would be, who or what lights you up? Lights me up in what sense? In what sense? I feel, for me, I have so many people I aspire to. I have Viola Davis, I have Harry Styles, I have who do I aspire to? I have a lot. I can't start thinking about all of them right now because there are a lot. But yeah, there's so many people that have played a wonderful place in my life, especially like let's not even go for the international scope. Let's go to my like a very family scope, like my mom. So yeah, I feel like so many people have lighted me up. And last but not least, how's your day going? I feel like that should be the last question. My day is going fine. I hope yours is going amazing as well. This is all for me today. I wanted to like record something short, something light, something fun for you guys as y'all are doing your stuff, as y'all are doing your going on with your February. I feel like I needed like a hello episode and everything. I'm having my Black History Month episode, the next one. So please sit down and enjoy that one. It will be released, I feel like, a week from this one. Yeah. There's nothing much with me. That's it. I hope you all have a nice day. Now, I have to tell y'all, you know, like, y'all always give me wonderful reviews. Y'all always give me wonderful comments about the sound. And the sound is from Trio Media. You know the vibes at Trio_Media_KE on Instagram. And notable mentions, because, you know, you have to grow together. We have to grow together as podcasters. And I mean, like, go check out the Tackle, the podcast by my girl Nyambuzi, being grown by Tabitha, Bonga Ball, and the wonderful Sandwich podcast, one of my favorite podcasts. And yes, I hope you'll have a wonderful, 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 amazing day full of everything that you've ever wanted. My socials are at LicksMyStars on Instagram, at Peter Mutia on every single thing. Next, for those people who followed a Twitter account that's not mine, yes, it's at Peter Mutia. P and the P and the M are in the capital. So yeah, it's at Peter Mutia. And yeah, you can Peter Mutia and at Peter Mutia _. That's on Twitter. But yeah, if you search Peter Mutia everywhere, you'll see my face. So yeah, please give me a follow on those sides. And yeah, let's keep on growing as Gen Z's. And who I've seen most of my, first of all, where are the girls? Yeah, y'all are really letting me down. I checked my analytics the other day, and fam, me, I want to know why it's just guys who are listening to my podcast. You can, where are the girls? And also, for the 7% of millennials who are listening to me, welcome to my wonderful Gen Z space. But it is a bye from me. It is a goodbye from me, your favorite Gen Z and your favorite podcast. And yeah, it's a wrap. Bye bye.